to see the kind of industries that are opening up.
This is Local Biz Now with Joe Vagnone, where your business matters. Local
Biz Now. You have to determine what is working, what isn't working.
Joe Vagnone is a respected business broker, helping individuals buy and sell businesses. Joe has successfully owned and operated many companies in a variety of industries. This is Local Biz Now. Biz Now, because your business matters.
And you are listening to the number one live talk business show in North Carolina. We're coming to you live from our Burner Cigar Studio, home of the finest premium cigars and cigar smokers in the world. Great people, premium cigars. Life is good at Burner Cigars, located in Burkdale Village. Please go by there. Tell them Joe sent you. Your first cigar is on Joe. We hope to inspire, inform, and entertain you every Monday afternoon, because that's what we do here at News Talk WSIC. I am Joe Vagnone. This is Local Biz Now. We've been going strong for over 10 years. We have well over 852 interviews. Let me say that again. I have interviewed over 852 people. You can see over 600 of those videos on my YouTube channel. Please go there and subscribe. We would appreciate that. It is Joe Vagnone, business broker for YouTube, and you can see all of the videos. They've done a really nice job of separating them out and putting them into different segments. I didn't do it, but it is well worth your time and energy, and we've had some great interviews, some really good topics. Please go by there, and today will be no exception. If it is Monday afternoon, we always have a co-host, and this month it is Nicole Greer. She is the founder of Vibrant Coaching, executive coaching, consulting, and recruiting. She helps companies build culture for happy people. I love that, for happy people working to their full potential. Build a vibrant culture with Nicole Greer. Now, normally I'd say, hi, Nicole. How are you, Nicole? Thank you for coming, Nicole. But Wilton, she's not here, you understand. So I get to pick on her. It's spectacular. I mean, it's absolutely perfect. How you have no idea the years I have known this perfect woman, and she is now officially late. I'm going to be able to use this for years, you understand, that Nicole was late.
Poor Nicole.
I mean, she's coming, Wilton. I want you to get the door ready. She's coming.
She'll have the red carpet service as usual.
She's going to be so unhappy that she is late. This is not Nicole, you understand.
I understand.
It is the opposite of Nicole, but I'm going to take full advantage of it. I just want you to be aware of that. Well, anyway, so Nicole Greer is here. She is the founder of Vibrant Coaching. I've known Nicole for years, and she is absolutely exceptional. There's very few people that I know that I can say they are truly some of the best in the country. And in Nicole's case, it really is about leadership and developing and defining culture inside of small and large organizations. So we will talk to Nicole when she gets here. So we do have a guest today. Now, normally the guest is in the second half of the hour, but since she's the only one that showed up, you understand? You're thinking, I don't want this. I don't want this. I really don't want this. I have Tracy White here. Tracy, I thank you so much. You are the owner and founder of Davison Group HR Solutions. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me today. Actually, the Davison Group is a bunch of affiliates. So it's an affiliate organization. So we're all independent owners of the business.
Okay. So, let's get into that a little bit, okay, to define that just a little bit. I went online. I printed off like all manner of stuff that you offer. So that explains it. Because I was thinking she got to be the busiest woman on the planet, you know. And we're going to get into each one of those things. So you do look for and sort of tap the shoulder of whom you need to help the business that you're working with.
We do. The good thing about the Davidson Group is we're all HR professionals. We've all been in the business for many years. Myself, I've been in the business almost 30 years, so seems like forever. And
you don't look that old. You understand that, though.
Well, I started when I was 12, right? So I was 12 when I started, I wish. But no, it's great. But the good thing about us, it is a licensing agreement. So it's almost, to a certain extent, similar to a franchise. But we license with the Davidson Group. We all have are building our own businesses. So I'm building my own business within the HR consulting firm. And the good thing is we have a group of people that we work together, as anyone could see on our website. And we can tap each other when we have projects that maybe we're not the most experienced in, or somebody else on the team may have better experience in doing it. And then the other thing is we also do a lot of the same things that a large, your large consulting firms do.
Right.
But most of the time when our clients are talking to us, they're talking to me and they're going to get my services.
Right. So let me be clear. We don't know each other.
Nope.
We just met each other.
We did.
You're only here. You are only sitting here because of my buddy Chuck Cooper. You understand that, don't you?
I am. Yes. And thanks to Chuck.
That's
Chuck
how this show works.
I know. We've got all of the referrals going on.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we thank a lot of Chuck around here.
Chuck's great.
So Chuck would be somebody that actually would refer a client to you, correct?
Correct. So someone like Chuck, who's out there talking to businesses, trying to figure out what they need, whether it be financial services, HR services, when he realizes what they need, he would actually call someone like myself.
So if I were to say, what is the perfect client profile, what does that look like? What is that client?
Well, there's really any company. So our niche area, though, are the companies that are 200 employees and less. Because those are the ones a lot of times that may not have a full-time HR staff, or that may not have the financial means to have a full-time HR person.
Right.
So, but they need the help. They need someone to come in and help them. They need to build their HR structure. They need to make sure that they're doing things, compliant, or may need an assessment. So someone like that is someone that I would really work with.
So I'll tell you, listening to you talk brings two memories to me. Again, we don't know each other,
nope.
But one of my stories, I literally started with one small sandwich shop. It was literally a one-person sandwich shop inside of an office building off Albemarle Road, and turned it into the largest closed-market environment restaurant concept in the Southeast. And I went from one employee to 180 in about 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, watching you talk right now, I would have never known I needed somebody until you're there and you look back and you realize I'm spending 2 days just on payroll. This is back in the day. I was showing my age, right? So there's a lot of people out there listening right now that need the service and just don't know it, right?
Correct.
It just kind of creeps up with you.
It does. It does creep up with you. And when it creeps up with you, it's too late, and you're in over your head.
When we get back, I'm gonna talk about my story.
Yes.
You can give me one of yours if you want to on that very same thing.
Okay, great.
You are listening to Local Biz Now. I am Joe Wagner, and I'm talking with Tracy Wright. She is affiliate of Davidson Group HR Solutions. We'll be right back. Listen, for the rest of the day, we can blame it on
whomever.
We just blame it on. Man, we're actually live on the radio.
Wait, you are late. You are late to start this segment.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, you're late.
Let me just say, you are listening to the number one talk business show in North Carolina, and then Nicole Greer showed up and messed everything up.
I am here to save the day, people. You're welcome. I showed up. You're welcome, everybody.
Wilton's over there looking at me funny, and I'm wondering why he's looking at me. I'm live on the radio. You are listening to Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone. If it is Monday afternoon, your business matters. And we are here with my co-host, Nicole Greer, founder of Vibrant Coaching, executive coaching, consulting, and recruiting helping companies build cultures of happy people. Build a vibrant culture with Nicole Grill. Nicole, thank you for getting here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I was experiencing our Charlotte metro traffic sitch. So.
No problem, because I enjoyed picking on you while you were gone.
I can't wait to listen to the playback. I know that it's going to be rich with tidbits. So I'm good.
So while you were gone, I met Tracy White. Tracy's affiliate of Davison Group HR Solutions, and we were having a little chit-chat.
We were.
At the break. And one of the things we were talking about at the break was the small business people, it sneaks up on us. We don't realize what's happening. I think I told you one story that I went from one employee to about 180 in about a year and a half or 2 years. I didn't realize what was happening because, remember, these are just small little sandwich shops. So I keep thinking I'm just hiring two people. Just hiring two people, right? You know?
Yeah.
And so, and next thing you know, it's taking me 2 days to do payroll. But looking at you also reminds me of one of my most regretful moments as an employee. Years ago, I hired, because I used to really like these people, from Goodwill. They would Goodwill would train people and help you out, you know what I mean? And,
yes, they would.
And they would even come and sit during the interview. And I would hire these people. Well, I can remember a young woman that I had hired. She was with me like 8 years. And just wonderful. One of those people that always did everything she was supposed to do when she was supposed to do it. Not a bad word said, right? And I get a knock at the door, and I'm being audited for not paying this girl because minimum wage had changed like three times since we put her in the system, and nobody ever changed it. It was horrible. I was like, it was this evil employee that had just ignored her for 8 years because she simply did what she was supposed to do.
Yes, and she didn't speak up. She didn't even tell you anything.
I don't even think she knew to speak up, right?
Probably didn't.
And so... what a horrible thing that they, I mean, it was, it was just, when I found that out, I was just like, oh man, that's awful.
But when that happens, you're now on somebody's list.
And that list begins with an S.
You're on someone's list. And now that you got that audit, you're probably going to get some other
audits.
That's right.
You're right.
Oh my gosh.
But what it also does, it defines how the employees looked at me moving forward.
It did.
Right. They were watching for every penny in that paycheck.
Well, clearly, you know, Joe must not know what he's doing. Well, no, he really didn't. payroll was the last thing us small business people think about or care about. You know, I had Wayne Bylum and I, we started the show together. We had this coaching session that we did for small business people, about 11 of them, 11 small business people. We'd get together once a month and talk with them. And of course, you know, I have all these skill sets of all these businesses that I've operated, and I think they're going to really want to ask Joe about all of these questions. Same thing with Wayne. He's got all these sales skills and all that stuff. The number one question was HR related.
Oh, of course.
Every single
month. How do you deal with people?
Yes. Because no one really knows how to deal with people, it seems like. So when you put them in the mix, and of course you have to have them for your business. I mean, you can't run your business without the people.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's really important to make sure that you're treating them well. And you know that, Nicole, about making them happy. So you've got to make them happy. And I've always found out one way to really upset your employees first and foremost is mess with their pay.
Yeah, I'm glad that was 30-something years ago. Believe me, that was. I asked you, kind of give me an idea. So this employee that you said about 200 employees, employer, what are some of the services that you excel at, that you really enjoy providing those services for them?
So for me, it's really kind of going in and setting up, you know, their HR departments for the most part, you know, getting them compliant, making sure they're paying people properly, making sure that they have everything that they need to be off of those lists of those people that are going to come and audit them. One in particular of my clients that I have now that's been great has been getting them compliant with OFCCP and affirmative action, because even though they're a small employer, they're under 100 employees, they have government contracts. And that's a whole nother area of mm-hmm. compliance that the average employer doesn't know about. And if they don't have someone on site that really knows how to get them compliant from an HR perspective, that can really come back to bite them, because that could help, you know, get them kicked off their contracts, or then they're, you know, really in a financial bind at that point.
So listening to you talk, it just kind of brings me to this question to all of the small business people out there that are listening. If you don't have somebody like Tracy, how do you know this?
You don't.
You don't. How would you know?
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
And the thing about HR is, like, people don't see it as a revenue generating thing. So it's not a high priority, mm-hmm. but just get sued.
Yeah.
And, yes. and all of a sudden,
that's all it takes. Is
all
one
of a
lawsuit.
Sudden, HR will make me money.
You know? Exactly.
Right? Because one I lawsuit. Don't have a lawsuit on my hands.
Yeah.
Nicole said that with a smile as she looked at me. You know what I mean?
No, I know that. Well, I don't know if you're compliant. That's not very compliant ever.
I feel a little harassed.
Really? Yeah, me too. All right, let's. Oh. I saw there's a dude with his law license hanging up on the wall. We'll
yeah.
call him.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wilton, this show's not going well at all. But you ladies say compliant. Most of us, we don't even know.
No.
We do not know that things are changing, and they're literally changing, say, maybe once a quarter, new things are happening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know which list you get, but she's probably a member of SHRM, the
yes.
Society for Human Resource Management. So if you're not a member of that and you don't have an HR team, you need to join this
right.
association, because they will send you a legal update and all the
they
things.
Will. But when they send it to you, you may not know really
that's
what it means.
Right, but at least you know something's happening.
Yeah, yeah, at least
call,
you know.
Call her.
Ladies, I got too many other things to do. Last thing I can do is think, I think I'm just going to call Tracy.
Yeah, yeah. And what's great is we're truly a full-service firm. I mean, I do compensation, and I actually have a little bit of a niche area that's different than a lot of the people with the firm.
Nice.
Is because I also have labor relations. So any kind of union avoidance, collective bargaining, arbitration, mediation, any of that kind of services that even small businesses can find themselves needing. Because just because you don't have union employees don't mean you don't have issues with the Fair Labor Standards Act or the NLRB or anything of that nature. So you can really find yourself... like you said, getting
right.
that notice that you're
yeah.
having an audit or a lawsuit, and that's the last thing a small business needs, because that can really bankrupt a small organization.
Yes, it can.
Right.
Because even though you have liability or employment insurance, it doesn't always cover those things, because like...
You're neglectful. Yeah.
And it doesn't cover those compensation things.
Whoa.
Oh, no, we're getting
why
a whoa. Hold on.
Whoa. Why Nicole gotta say neglectful? If I don't know, I don't know.
Ignorance is not an excuse.
I've been telling him that for all the years we've been doing
neglectful.
This.
Neglectful? Oh, this is going bad. This is going really bad.
Now he wishes I was still in jail.
Yeah.
I know. He was like,
yeah.
this would be much better without the two of them.
Tracy was controllable till Nicole got here.
Well.
So let's talk about fractional partnering, because mm-hmm. it really does seem like the right thing. It's what I need, right? One phone call. You'll
yep.
take care of it. And if I run into something I just simply can't handle or don't have time, whatever it may
right.
be, right? One phone call and you'll take it from there.
Correct. And honestly, most of my clients right now are on a fractional basis. And I have, you know, some clients that are 2 days a week, some that are just on retainer. So a retainer is that, you know, maybe I don't have to be there on any regular basis, but they just want to call me and get advice. And then if they do need me, then I can come in on a contract or on a project. So those retainer type clients are really good, because those small companies, maybe they only have 10 employees.
Right.
You know, and they really don't, once they've got everything in place, they don't need a lot, you know, but they may have questions periodically, or they may have gotten one of those emails like, what does this mean? What do I need to do? And those types of clients are great, because they pay a really small monthly fee and they have someone that's an executive. You know, I've sat at the C-suite, sat at the table.
Right.
you know, that knows what's going on.
And that value, us small business people, sometimes we overlook that, you know. We think because we're a small business, our problems are different than at the C-suite. But the truth is, if you see it from that level, you can be much more helpful if you'll do that.
Yes.
I'm curious, when I run into this, the question's coming out sloppy. So if I'm not sure what to do, I can start with just a phone call with you. Can you come in and review my company?
Sure. We do an audit, and that's actually...
Can you come up with another word besides audit? Because I'm not calling you for an audit.
Well, we can
do a review.
HR review.
An HR review.
Thank you, Nicole.
An HR assessment.
Nicole is really good with those words. Right? Okay.
Just to let you know, are you compliant? And that's actually a very minimal cost with our organization to have
someone.
That's
what I think everybody needs, and then that you can sit down with them and assess... Let's figure out what I need to do.
Yeah, and that's an easy sell. If you can get them to do that, and then you do the review.
Yes.
That's right.
Then they're like, okay, sign the retainer. We're in.
Yes.
Let me take a break. We come back. We'll talk some more. You are listening to Local Biz Now, where your business matters. We'll be right back.
I got a great HR.
Yeah. Welcome to the number one live business radio show in North Carolina. We're coming to you live from Burner Cigar Studio, home of the finest premium cigars and cigar smokers in the world. Premium cigars, wonderful people. Life is good at Burner Cigars, located in Burkdale Village in the same parking lot as Dick's Sporting Goods. This is Monday afternoon. Sit back, relax. I got you covered. We're going to get through it. We hope to inspire, inform, and entertain you. We are talking with Nicole Greer, founder of Vibrant Coaching. Build a vibrant culture with Nicole Greer. We are also talking with Tracy White. She is affiliate of Davison Group HR Solutions. Ladies, thank you both for being here today. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Before I allow you ladies to pick on me some more, Wilton, fire it up, buddy.
Hey, this is Josh Johnson, and I've spent my fair share of time chasing alarms as a firefighter. But after a long day, I know how to find serenity in the form of a great cigar. Check out the best way I know how to relax. Join us this week at Burner Cigar and experience true relaxation.
Thanks, Wilton. I'm holding up this sign because if you go by Burners, you can't... Don't laugh, Nicole.
I'm not laughing.
This will get your free cigar right here.
I'm going to go get a free cigar for David Greer. I get bonus points with David if I bring him a cigar.
That's right. I got a humidor here in the studio, and she's always grabbing a couple to bring up. David, we got you two more coming, buddy. We got two more coming. When you go by Burners, if you hold up this sign, take a picture, put it on the book, the tube, the X, or whatever else. The chain, whatever else is going on. Your next cigar is on me. Thank you so much, Burner Cigar. They are absolutely a phenomenal sponsor and a phenomenal place to sit down, relax, and smoke a cigar. We appreciate you, Josh, and all the people up at Burner Cigar. Thank you very much. Okay, now let's get started. Tracy.
Yes.
What if, hypothetically,
okay,
uh-oh,
I kicked Wilton in the back of the head? Accident.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I could pick up the phone and say, Tracy, will you handle this for me? Am I correct? I mean, will you roll up your sleeves and get that involved in this?
I can, yes. I'm not going to probably take him to the hospital if he needs to go.
How bad is he bleeding?
Yeah, how bad? How bad was the injury would be the first question.
You ladies, I said it was hypothetical. I can assure you there's no way my foot's getting up that high.
Oh, that's true. He is right about that.
And I'm not leaving this studio without Wilton getting his one-ups in me.
But the point is,
there'd be an issue between me and Wilton at some point.
There could be. And so I could help mediate those issues and make sure that you two can continue to work on very good terms, hopefully. So
Right. So what makes the Davison Group HR Solutions different than from others? Because, you know, I talked to Chuck about this as well, and he can help with these types of things. So what makes you guys different and unique?
So what makes us unique is we're all individual kind of business owners. Like I said earlier, we're building our businesses. So we also come together, though, and pool for resources. So compensation programs, applicant tracking systems, payroll partners, background checks, all those types of things that a lot of small companies they either, one, don't have a lot of need for them. They may only hire 5 or 10 people a year, or they don't want to spend the money because some of those systems can be quite expensive. So we offer those to our clients. So we offer a lot of the same services that your big, big, large firms can offer, but we offer it at a much more reasonable price.
Well, and of course, Tracy, you know, us small business people, we know everything. So we can just read these employees and we don't need their background. You know, we just,
sure.
we just know.
Yeah.
Nicole's rolling her eyes over there.
Someone called for reference for Joe. Yeah, he kicked somebody in the head. That's why we fired him.
And she's really had that before. Not with Joe Vagnone, but another guy named Joe.
Exactly.
So Wilton, just so you know, Bill Russell is listening and watching the show. He sends me this note on the book. It says, don't kick him until after my show. So Bill didn't come. He wasn't coming to your defense. He just wanted to make sure I didn't kick you till after the show.
I understand.
So Trace, we're making light of this, but the truth is, this happens.
It does.
It's never ending that us small business people run into these issues, or something that happens to me when I've got these large cafeterias where I may have 30 people working through breakfast and lunch at the same time. Let me tell you something. That is like a daycare sometime.
It is. And you know, it's funny because my very first career out of college is I was a supportive psychotherapist.
Really?
For chronically mentally ill adults. And I say I still do it. It's just in a different environment at times. So
Just saying.
Right.
But, you know, all kidding aside, you know, people are people and everyone has different needs. They have different things going on in their personal lives. And you just never know how that's going to impact, you know, what they bring to work.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm trying to get the people that are listening to understand that I'm not suggesting I know what they need.
Right.
You're not even suggesting, you know. We're suggesting that if they'll give you a call, that we can figure out what minimal or maximum it is that they need. And a lot of times, these assessments... We got to get her to get away from the whole audit
thing. The assessments. Yes,
that's
the assessments.
The review.
Thank you, Nicole.
The review or assessment.
You might want to hire Nicole to help you put the packages together, okay?
She needs to change my vocabulary a little bit. So,
But those things are really healthy, right? I mean,
a lot of times.
A lot of times we kind of stick our head in the sand. We don't really, if I don't know that I don't owe that poor woman money, I don't feel bad, right?
Right.
But the truth is, I need to figure it out.
Yeah, you do. And not only that, but, you know, again, it's truly one of those to where we may not always know, but at least if a lot of times the employees just want to be heard, even in an employee grievance situation. You know, if they're not happy at work, you know this. I mean, you're doing, you know, trying to coach companies to make happier work environments. Sometimes it truly is just having someone to talk to. You know, they don't feel comfortable maybe coming to you because you're the owner of the business.
You got that right.
Yeah.
So Nicole could read my mind, because what I was thinking is, when Julie wants to chat me for 35 minutes about all the things I'm doing wrong, I'm just going to tell her it's time to call Tracy.
There you go. There you
Julie,
go.
Julie, her number is, go ahead. What's your number, Tracy?
Exactly.
So you listen to Julie for 45 minutes, all the things, and then you call me and you say, okay, Joe, do this, this, and this.
Exactly. But you know,
we're joking, but that sounds helpful.
It's true. But it's true. It's really what happens a lot of times. And, you know, really in an organization, as you're growing, you know, you start to kind of lose touch sometimes with what's going on with all of your people, because as you're growing the business, you don't really have someone there to help you out.
Right.
You know, so even from an employee standpoint, take the compliance piece out of it.
Right.
You know, we actually at the Davidson Group, we are an outsourcing even for employee relations. So we have a large organization that has, you know, thousands of employees that outsource their employee relations to us. So, you know, there are other things that we can do as a group, and that's one of them. And so, you know, sometimes it just helps to have that third party mediator, you know, what Nicole was saying earlier is, you know, hey, have somebody else to talk to instead of, you know, the boss or that supervisor or the owner.
Well, and I would add just timing. In other words, sometimes they want to just come at a time where my mind is someplace else, right?
Right.
So if they come to you, you can gather it, and then I have time to actually process it. Because if they catch me at that moment, I might not do a good job, Nicole, with how I respond. And you right. and I've talked about that.
Yes, you know? But we have talked about emotional intelligence. Yes. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
And that's when the kicking in the head started.
Yeah. I lost my mind and I kicked him in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy. And now Wilton owns the whole radio station.
That's right. Is now the Wilton Show.
That's exactly right.
This is the Wilton Show. Wilton, you got supporters in here, buddy.
Yeah, we love you, Wilton. We should get t-shirts.
I know, we should.
I'm loving this right now. I'm in heaven. Yeah.
Oh, I got a headache. Okay, so one more time, because we glossed over it. We've only got about a minute. What is fractional partnering? What is that exactly? So us small business people can kind of wrap our heads around it.
So fractional partnering is, let's say you don't have the budget for a full-time person. So, like, what I've been doing for fractional is for these organizations, maybe they only need me a day a week. Maybe they only need me a few days a month, you know, a couple days a month to come in, make sure things are on track, everything's done from a paperwork standpoint, helping with some employee relations, helping with a project that's going on. But you're getting a senior level executive, so you're also getting someone that you can talk strategy with. It's not just someone that's doing the paper pushing. You know, it's someone saying, okay, I'm growing, and I need some help to figure out what kind of headcount planning do I need to do?
Right.
What kind of budgeting do I need to do for benefits and things of that nature? So that's kind of the other thing.
So we're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to roll Nicole into this.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about how you guys actually do this advising and add culture to it, right? Because we as small business people, that's another thing. We assume it's just working out well for us. Boy, you ladies are going to wear me out today. You are listening to Local Biz Now. I'm here with Nicole Greer, with founder of Vibrant Coaching, and I'm also here with Tracy White. We will be right back. Yeah. I am here with Nicole Greer, founder of Vibrant Coaching. Build a vibrant culture with Nicole Greer. I'm also here with Tracy White. She is an exceptional woman to speak with, Davison Group HR Solutions. And we're going to ask both of these ladies a tricky question. Are you ready?
Uh-oh. Ready, Tracy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So I need, every now and then, hypothetically.
Okay, another one of those.
I might treat more people like Wilton than I should, poorly. And so I want to get somebody like Tracy around to help me through this. But what I've also learned, you know, just because I've been around Nicole and watched her roll her eyes at me so often, you know, that maybe my culture isn't what I thought it was. So is there such a thing, Nicole, as like this combination of both of these things coming together, HR and culture? Walk me through that. It's a sloppy question that I'm asking, but I think you can cover it.
I can cover it, yeah. So here's what I'm going to say about HR and culture. So the first human resource that needs attention and intention is the CEO.
Exactly.
Okay, so if the CEO can do this thing we've all heard, lead by example, we are in great shape. But if he or she cannot lead by example, we're in trouble because the tone, the messaging, the activities, the behavior, the way we set up our business to fail or succeed is all riding on, you know, the shoulders of the CEO and then the C-suite. And so those people have to be exceptional. And when they're exceptional, they do really good work, and then people want to work for them. I want to be on a winning team, not working for a bunch of losers.
The problem, Nicole, is that I want to be that guy that you just described.
Yeah.
But I might have a few flaws, let's just say. small ones, you understand.
Yeah.
Small,
sure.
See, small.
Things that could be fixed, right?
Can they? That's the point I was going to make. Can they be fixed, right? You know,
yes.
How do you deal with that?
Yeah. You want to take that one?
Sure. And they can. And it really takes some coaching. I mean, it also, the person has to understand themselves, and they have to understand what makes them tick and drive kind of as a leader. Because sometimes, you know, depending on the situation, you may not be the best person necessarily to be the face of the organization, but you may need to lean on your team more. So, and you need to have your team there to be able to support you and kind of help drive those behaviors.
So you might 100%. Teach me not to go talk to Wilton and apologize. I get Julie to do it and bring him a lollipop or something. No. Can't do that?
Necessarily. You have to be a man of integrity. Yeah. Remember we talked about this last time.
You know, I wish everybody in the radio could see as I was describing that, both these women were like giving me this frown and nodding. No.
No.
So it's got to be me.
Yeah.
It's got to be me.
I misinterpreted
what you just said then.
So, yes, it still has to be you, okay? But it has to be you through your team. But when you're speaking, you have to understand, too, how you're coming across, you know, what type of personality you have, you know, how can you change that? You know, if you're coming across to your team as this hateful owner, or hateful CEO that doesn't like any employees.
But I don't think I'm coming, like, no person thinks they're hateful, right?
No. They don't. Well, I don't know. Some know they do, and some want to.
Nicole's been around the block a few times. Okay, so I know I'm hateful, and I still want to talk to Wilton. I mean, wouldn't I be better off not to do that?
Well, you're going to be out of business very soon anyways if you're hateful. So I just want to say that, because that's not going to work.
Exactly. Okay.
But what she's saying is, like, you know, we've talked about tilting before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think leaders need to have four main things that they're able to do. One is be a man or woman of courage, be a man or woman of wisdom, be a man or woman of resilience, and a man or woman that loves other humans, humanity. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you're geared one way or the other, which is what she's talking about with personality. Right. So you can have a very courageous leader, but they forget to say thank you.
Yep.
Which is the humanity side.
Right.
So you have to learn to tilt to all four of these things. And really what I tell leaders is you might not be good at it, but you need to build that muscle.
You got to practice.
And that's where you women will come in and remind me, hey, Joe, this is the area we need you. This is why your culture isn't moving in the direction you want it to move.
100%.
Yes. I had an executive once. I'll tell this quickly. His name was Joe, too, by the way.
Oh, I knew it. I knew this was going to be.
I know. Joe. They're all sorry, named Joe's.
Yeah. But when he would talk to people in front of a group, he would get very excitable. And it was because he was very passionate. But then people took him as yelling, you know.
Right.
And they thought that he was yelling at them. And they were like, man, why does he always get up there and yell at us? And he finally realized this about himself. So what I would do is I would stand in the back of the room, and when I would see him getting too excitable, I would make a signal. We would come up with something, you know.
Like the Carol Burnett.
Yeah, one of these Carol Burnett kind of things. And so he would immediately calm down, you know, and take a breath and then start kind of over again.
Right.
Because he really wanted to work on that. And it was really important for him to be able to communicate better with his team. And it's not that what he was saying was bad. It was how he was saying it and how it was coming across. And he was a great leader otherwise.
And you're telling me there's nobody in the organization that was willing to confront him with that. So it had to be a third party, like one of you, to be able to do that.
Well, at that time, I was HR in the organization, and I built a really good business partner relationship with him. I was the head of that region. And so we had a great relationship, and I'm like, I will help you with this.
Okay, got it.
You know, so if you can have someone internally that can do that, but a smaller organization, you're not probably going to have that person that's courageous enough to say, hey, let me tell you when you're starting to go off track.
So helpful.
I told you I was reading your stuff before today, and the thing that kept jumping out at me is you kept using the word partnership.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we're talking now that I get it. I get that you genuinely really want to help partner with the owner, and whatever that issue is, it is a comforting thought to think that I can pick up the phone and you can help me through whatever that problem is.
Yes. And that's really where, for me personally, and I think a lot of people in the organ at the Davidson Group especially, we really enjoy being that partner with that business owner or that senior business leader to help them with whatever it may be, whether it's strategic, whether it's tactical, you know, whatever we can help them to grow and make their business better. That's really what we want to do. And we want to make sure that they are not getting those crazy lawsuits and that, you know, they're keeping their money for themselves and not paying it out to some rogue, you know, lawsuit out there for kicking someone in the head.
Right. And I'll just tell you something real quick. A lot of times I'll go speak at SHRM meetings and I will show a video, but everybody go to YouTube after this show, go to YouTube and type in, how HR leaders mess you over or how HR leaders screw you over or something like that. And there are lawyers out there who are downright telling that the HR team is not on your side. It's horrible.
You got Wilton looking and Julie looking.
And so there's a big misconception about how we do partner, and we do have to play the side of the company. We have to stay in business, but we also have to have people who are happy, who will help us stay in business.
Yes. And it's funny because when I get a really angry employee that says, well, you're not really on my side, you're on the company side. And I tell them, I'm like, you know, HR is a fine balance because we do have to take that balance. And really it's 49-51. And the reason I say it's 49-51 is that 51%, that additional percentage in there is because I got to keep the company compliant. I got to make sure I'm looking out for the best interest of the organization, regardless of what the boss wants or the employee wants.
It's so funny because I never thought of HR being anything as a business owner other than for me. But you're saying the employees see it is for themselves.
They do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you a recent thing that just happened. I bet you, Tracy, you get these phone calls all the time. I get this phone call from a young lady, and I had done training for them before. And so she called me up and she says, Nicole, I'm calling because we have a problem. I said, what's the problem? She said, we have a couple of employees that do not have good grooming. And so they have body odor, and everybody is complaining about their body odor. So my manager wants us to have a grooming training.
Like, do you do that?
Yeah, do you do that? And I said, No. I don't do that. I said, what we need to do is we need to teach the managers how to give feedback and how to have a one-on-one conversation, which they don't know. See, everybody wants to slap training on everything. Yes. But really, our leaders, our managers have to have communication skills. Like,
that's a conversation I don't want to have.
I just had that conversation last week.
Oh, it's a whole thing,
really? With a leader.
Yeah.
And they had someone on their team that was, they were complaining because they had body odor. And he was like, do you want to address it or do you want me to?
Well, he needs to learn to do
and
that.
And that's it. You need to address it.
I don't want to address
it. And here's
it.
How you address it.
Right. Right. And so you can have training on how to have difficult conversations, or there's this whole program rolling around out there. You know, you guys might do it. I do. Crucial conversations. Yes. Yeah, you know, you have to learn to do that. And so while, you know, Tracy can go in and I can go in, or we can, you know, and help the owner, but we're going to hold you accountable for increasing your skills. And really, that's the true value.
It is.
You don't want to use us as your henchman for the body odor conversation.
No, exactly.
You know, you want to watch us do it. So now you're empowered to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you, ladies. We've only got about a minute. What is the one thing you would tell a small business person listening about what it is you do to make them consider this?
You know, for me, I think the key thing is if you have any HR-related issues, regardless of what it is, compensation, payroll, employee relations,
body odor,
you name it, you know, I can be there to help you through all of that process. You know, and anyone else within the organization at the Davidson Group can as well. And I think that's the really key thing is we want to be your partner. We want to partner with you to make your business better and to make your organization much more successful than it is today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tracy. You are listening to Tracy White with Davidson Group. Give her a call. She will be more than happy to take care of that. And I'm here with Nicole Greer, founder of Vibrant Coaching. Build a vibrant culture with Nicole Greer, where your business matters.
Oh, I just missed. WSIC, Statesville, W290DK Mooresville, W264CU Statesville.